Moses and God's name, from Exodus and Mark. We may know the story of Jacob, who builds a family that includes his favorite son Joseph, who looks like his mother and finds favor in Jacob. However, remember Joseph's brothers grow to hate him and eventually sell him into slavery and tell Jacob his son Joseph is dead. Joseph ends up in Egypt and saves the entire world from the drought, according to Genesis 41. And in doing so, he gains great respect and honor within the Egyptian leaders. His family comes to Egypt and is saved because of Joseph. Years later, Joseph dies, the king dies, Joseph's memories diminish. The current king, being deceived by his leaders, fearing the Israelites' growing number, tries to extinguish the Israelites. First, he deals shrewdly with them, making slaves of the Israelites, which did not work to reduce the population, but increased even more. Second, the king tries to eliminate the Israelites by ordering the midwives to kill all the male Israelite children at birth. The midwives do not comply completely with the king and let the children live. Moses, floating in a basket on a river, found by the daughter of Pharaoh, Moses, adopted, raised by the royal family, nursed by his own mother as a nurse for the daughter of Pharaoh. The midwives, Shiphrah and Puah, and Moses' mother, sister, and the daughter of Pharaoh all go against the powerful to do the right thing. These are some of the powerless women who step up to do the right thing, not just because God called them, but also because they fear God. Not wanting to do what God told him to do, God speaking directly to him out of a burning bush, turns Moses, and when God sees Moses turn, he then calls him by name. Moses hears God's call and questions God. Moses argued with God out of fear of his own inadequacies, saying, "I cannot do it. I can't speak. Why would they listen to me?" and so on. God finally agrees to send with Moses his brother to speak for him. Moses asks God, "Who are you so I can tell the people who sent me?" God's response, "I am who I am." Are we the ones who know God and do justice without having to have a burning bush encounter? Or are we the ones who say, "Who, me?" when God calls us? Are we the ones who try to find a way out because of our fear or lack of self-confidence? God says, "I have seen, I have heard, I know, and I came down." Then God says, "Now I send you." God is faithful to his promise and hears us when we call. Moses was faithful after a while, but again, this is about God's faithfulness because even Moses faltered. God calls us by name. When we see places of injustice, do we step up because we know something must be done? Or do we keep our head down and go about our own business, maybe out of fear of the authorities? Do the pressures of others keep us from doing the right thing? When God sees the midwives do the right thing, he rewards them with a family of their own. When Moses' sister does the right thing, she is reunited with her brother, their mother, and also doing the right thing, and is Allah. When Moses' sister does the right thing, she is reunited with her brother, their mother also doing the right thing, and is allowed to help with the raising of Moses, her son. God rewards them for their faithfulness. Not for a reward, these women out of fear and their understanding of the power of God did these things. God is faithful to the promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To the Lord Yahweh, "I am who I am, your Lord, calling for all things." God told Moses, I have seen and I have heard, I know and I came down, because God loves God's creation. God keeps God's promises and sends Jesus Christ, the open gate to God's kingdom, just because we have not had a burning bush experience to hear God's voice, does not dismiss our responsibilities to the weak, the poor, and the homeless. Our understanding of God's power is all we need to know in order to do the right thing. Jesus Christ, our open gate, is God's way of showing us how to care for each other, like the five women who step up when needed. We need to stand up for those around us in need. Amen. Let us pray. God of deliverance, you called Moses to be your hands, feet, and voice in a troubled world. Teach us how to work, walk, and speak your word in this troubled world. Amen.